Today is Good Friday. In unusual detail, the four gospel accounts report the unfair trial, the cruel Roman-style whipping and beating, the long trudge on the Via Dolorosa, and the crucifixion, the empire's ultimate capital punishment for insurrection, the most painful death the empire could devise. Of the four gospels, only John's reports that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was at the scene, supported by her sister, who would have been Jesus' aunt, and at least several other women are named, some of whom had been financing Jesus for the past several years. Somehow, they had learned what was happening and rushed to Jerusalem, coming to the place of the skull, in time to witness the last of the 6 hours of agony before he died. Suddenly, in less than 24 hours, all hopes and dreams for the future kingdom were dashed, just like that. There he was, hanging, his body's weight most painfully pulling against the nails as he struggled to prevent his head from sinking and suffocating. Many paintings and songs have depicted Mary's sorrow, both as mother and as the faithful handmaiden of God. Today we will hear John Tavener's The Lament of the Mother of God. When he was a young adult, Tavener converted to the Greek Orthodox faith, joining the branch which worships in English. In the Orthodox tradition, the Lament of the Mother of God is sung on Good Friday and can last as long as 90 minutes. Tavener's lament is only 15. Tavener tells us that the lament, and I quote, must be sung with an icon-like stillness and great purity. It grows in intensity as it climbs in tessitura, but without anything sudden or remotely melodramatic, end quote. In the text I have shown how the composition climbs in tessitura, we have a series of 8 verses, each starting with the words, "Woe is me, my child." The soprano soloist, who represents Mary, begins very quietly on the pitch A, that is the A above middle C. She always sings the first line of each verse in a descending manner, meandering down the scale. To me, this descending line is a way of portraying the way her grief is weighing her down. Each subsequent verse begins a note higher with the same descending line. This rise in pitch from verse to verse quietly provides intensity to the lament, each verse becoming a bit more tense. The supporting choir also grows in volume ever so slightly, and the sopranos always hold the soloist's first pitch of each verse. The final 2 lines sung by the choir are explained by Tavener, and again I quote, "For the Orthodox Church, there is never the sense of absolute desolation felt by the Western Church on Good Friday. Hence the cry of the Mother of God, 'Dost thou change my grief to gladness by thy resurrection?' followed by the full forces singing, Rise, O God, and judge the earth.